have faith in God. That's the bottom line right there. This morning, or any morning of your life, whether you're at home by yourself, in a healing service, wherever, that is the key to healing. Have faith in God.
What is faith? How does it work? Find out today as Gloria Copeland takes us to Healing School. Learn how faith-filled words bring to pass God's best and His results. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You get your healing scriptures, you don't quit, you don't get off of them. You go over them, you take them like medicine. Hallelujah. And then blind Bartimaeus, he's a great example. Let's look at Mark. He's one of my favorite examples of acting on faith. I'm just going to give you some things here, what to do, what not to do, but he's one to do. Mark 10. Oh, Bartimaeus, he had it together. Verse 46. Well, I just can't find Mark 10. There it is. When they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, with a great number of people, the son of Timaeus sat by the highway side begging. Here's a beggar now. He's not very important in the scheme of things. And when he heard in the natural, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." But he was bold. You can say that for Bartimaeus. He didn't just sit there and just let the son of David go by. He began to cry out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." And the people got on him. They charged him. They said, "Shut up, you old beggar. Shut up. Jesus doesn't want to talk to you." They probably told him all kind of discouraging things. But he cried all the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying, "Be of good cheer." Now they're going to be nice to him. "Be of good cheer. Comfort. Rise. He calleth for thee." And he, Bartimaeus, did Bartimaeus hesitate? Did he say, "Well, you know, I can't go over there because I'm blind"? No, it says, "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him," here's what he's saying unto you this morning. He's no respecter of persons. He's already borne your sickness and carried your diseases. He's saying the same thing to you. "What will you that I should do unto thee?" What would you have me do? What can I do for you, Bartimaeus? What can I do for you today, Jesus says to us. That's his attitude all the time. And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Luke 18 says, Jesus said, "Receive thy sight." And in Mark it says, "And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Thy faith, thy believing, thy laying hold of, thy taking, thy not just sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, but taking the Word of God made him whole. Faith, acting on the Word of God. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to release our faith. We're going to act on the Word of God. And when we pray, you begin to do what you couldn't do before. You can make a spectacle out of yourself if you want to, jumping around, running around the room, because it is spectacle time. I mean, it's a time for us to begin to move with every fiber of our faith, every fiber of our being. We receive the Word of God. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't run, run. Act on it. All that we have to do in any area of our deliverance is to begin to act on the Word of God. Whether it's the lack of money, whatever it is, we begin to say it and do it and act on it. Amen. So I love Bartimaeus. Jesus said to him, act on it. Get up. You're healed. Thy faith, your believing. In other words, Jesus could say it this way. Your believing that I could do this has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So blind Bartimaeus didn't stay blind. Wouldn't that be a terrible title to have on the front of your name, Blind Bartimaeus? But he's not blind Bartimaeus after he met Jesus and after he acted on his faith. He's just Bartimaeus. He used to be a beggar. He used to be blind. But now he's healed. Now he's whole. Hallelujah. Now while we're there, let's look. Because what I want you to do is act on the Word today. I want you to act on the Word. So look right in my Bible. It's just across the page. But look at Mark 11 and let's talk about faith. Your faith has made you whole. What is faith? How does faith work? Look at Mark 11, 22. At the end, Jesus said, after that, now here's Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus already been healed by his faith. Jesus may be even thinking about Bartimaeus right now when he says this. Have faith in God. That's the bottom line right there. This morning or any morning of your life, whether you're at home by yourself, in a healing service, wherever, that is the key to healing. Have faith in God. For verily, here's Jesus began to teach to us. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, not just one thing, but you believe that the things that you say come to pass, that he shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he, the one who believeth, the one who saith, he shall have whatsoever. He that believeth, he saith, shall have whatsoever he saith. One of the most important things we ever learned about faith is right there. We found out that it's what we were saying that was keeping us bound in poverty and lack. How are we going to pay these bills? Worry. You feel like you have to worry, you know, until you read the Bible. You feel like, oh, it's, you know, you're just not being a worthy person of this debt you can't pay if you don't worry. You got to at least feel bad about it. No, you don't. You got to believe you received to be able to pay it. So you don't talk debt. You don't talk, what are we going to do? You don't talk all these bills. Every time, if you're believing to get out of debt, every time a bill comes in your mail, you just say, thank God you're paid. Thank God you're paid. Thank God you're paid. When you go through your mail, thank God you're paid. I call you paid. Call you paid. Call you paid. You do the same thing with your healing. Thank God I'm healed. You have a pain. Thank God I'm healed. Thank God I'm healed. Body, I call you healed. Knee, thank God I'm healed. You're healed. I call you healed. Instead of going and saying to somebody how you hurt. And, you know, seemed like that's what you... I remember used to when, back in the days before we really knew how to walk with faith. When I'd get sick, I just couldn't wait to go in there and tell Ken, I'm sick. Why is that? Because you want a little attention, I guess. And you want to say to somebody. You want to say to somebody every day, all day long, I'm sick. You go to work. You go to work feeling bad, and the first thing you want to do is say, I feel so bad. I must be coming down with something. Dumb. We can't say that. No, we don't even need to say anything. We can say, if we say something to them, we can say, by his stripes I was healed. That Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. Begin to say that. Don't say, I must be coming down. Or, see how active that is? See how you enforce the sickness with that? Or, I'm catching a cold. Are you running after a cold to catch it? That's dumb. The devil's tricky, isn't he? That's why he's called a deceiver. He puts phrases out there for us to take hold of and say so that he can do whatever he wants to do. Glory to God. Don't say that. Jesus said, we speak to that mountain. Isn't that what he says here? Have faith in God. I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith, you should believe everything you say comes to pass, which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now the key to that is, say what you want and don't say what you don't want. Amen. Therefore I say, Jesus said, now I'm saying something to you. Therefore I say unto you, what thing soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Okay, when do you receive them? When you pray. And then the manifestation comes. When do you get out of debt? When you pray, when you write out your agreement and you sign it and you believe God, and then you say, I'm debt free. Every bill is paid and I'm debt free. Every bill is paid and I'm debt free. Glory to God. Say it. Say what you want to come to pass. If you just give yourself a little test, whatever's in your life today is a result of your saying. Fear coming in for one thing or another, and you begin to take it and you begin to say it. I'm afraid I'm going to get sick. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. They talk about the flu. They talk about serious epidemics. And you let fear come in and you begin to think about it and say it. No, we think about the Word of God. We say the Word of God. By His stripes, say it. I was healed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So Bartimaeus in 10:46, blind Bartimaeus, he's a great example of acting on faith. And then, let's see, what else? The woman, let's do the woman with the issue of blood before we go. There's a lot of them, but we won't take time to do any more. But this woman with the issue of blood, she is where we learned how to apply faith, for one thing. Brother Hagin had this message on the woman with the issue of blood. Now look at this. Let's look at her, and then we're going to just pretty quick now, we're going to be ready to act on the Word of God. And you're going to act on it. Amen? You're going to take your healing. You're going to dump your sickness. All right. The woman with the issue of blood. Let's look at her and let her talk to us. She was sick. She was in a terrible situation. She was sick, and she was just in, should not have been out in the street. She could have been gotten really bad trouble for coming out in the street. And it said that Jesus was going along, and people were pressing him. The centurion came, or one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And he wanted him to go pray for his little girl who was at the point of death. He said to Jesus, come lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. So Jairus was like, he was saying faith words. He was saying, you lay your hands on her, she'll be healed and she'll live. Now what happened? Jesus responded, didn't he? Jairus said, come, you come. In other words, you come to my house, you lay your hands on my girl and she'll be healed. Jesus didn't say, well, I'm just too busy today. I got some other things going. No, he went with her. He did exactly what he asked him to do, even though he was thronged by people and he was just people everywhere. He started out for Jairus' house. Now, while he was going, this faith woman turned up. a certain woman, in verse 25, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians. She had been sick a long time, and now she's broke. She had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, the crowd, all the people. She came. She didn't say, well, you know, I'd like to go to the healing meeting. I'd like to go down there and touch Jesus' garment, because I believe if I touched him, I'd be healed. But I'm just in no shape to go. I just can't go today. I just don't feel good. I just can't do it. I'm not going to go. She would never have gotten her healing. But it said, she, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press. That's one of our words, engage, implement, press, that we've talked about. You've got to engage in these things. She engaged that day, even though she wasn't supposed to, even though she was sick. She heard, and she came, and she worked her way through the crowd. I can just see her now. She worked her way through the press, for she said, and she worked her way through the press, and she actually got to the garment. For she said, I think the Amplified Bible, yeah, it does. It says, she kept saying, for she kept saying, she was saying something. And she kept saying this, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She kept saying that. She kept saying that. She kept saying all the way. I can just see her coming through the crowd. If I just touch his garment, I'll be whole. If I just touch his garment, I'll be whole. Excuse me. If I just touch his garment, I'll be whole. Excuse me. If I just touch his garment, I'll be whole. Pardon me. If I just touch his garment, I'll be whole. Can't you see her now? Can't you see her coming through the crowd? And she made her way through that crowd. She got up to where the garment was. And buddy, when she touched him, sickness left her body. Listen to what the scripture says. She heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment, for she said, and the Amplified said, she just kept saying it, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She was really, I think, thinking, well, he won't even have to know I'm there. If I can just get close enough just to touch him, I'll be healed. I'll be whole. The Amplified says, I'll be restored to health. She was seeing a picture of her restoration. She was seeing that if she touched his garment, restoration was on the other side of that touch. And so she took a chance for getting out, because she could have gotten in trouble. She was weak. She was sick. There was a crowd. There was numbers of reasons why that wouldn't work for her today. But what did she do? She kept saying, if I but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. And immediately, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body, she knew it, that she was healed of that plague. Immediately when she touched the garment, immediately when the fulfillment of what she had been saying, immediately when she touched the garment, immediately the issue of blood dried up. She was healed. Just like she said, hallelujah. And Jesus said, he knew that power had left him, virtue had gone out of him. He turned about in the press and he said, who touched my clothes? He knew it. And so she came and she told him that it was her. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came, fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. See, the power of God was present to heal. But nothing happened until somebody released their faith. And when she touched his garment, she had already said, when I touch, I'll be made whole. And she was healed of that plague. Glory to God. God's no respecter of persons.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. To order your copy of Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, log on to kcm.org and order online. This brand new package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $15 and outlines the steps you need to take to put yourself in a position to receive your total healing and restoration. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed!
Being a musician, you know, I'm working on a project now to speak. I need both my ears for to master my studio recordings and so forth. And I couldn't even hardly hear the music on both sides. So I didn't have probably about, you know, 40% damage of hearing loss and pain.
This is Arlo Allen from Maryland. He was in an accident while he was here. He was hit with a brick, and he's a musician. He was knocked out, taken to JPS Hospital, which is right down in Fort Worth. And his hearing, he lost his hearing in his left ear. He can hear perfectly now. Hallelujah.
But not only, it's why you were preaching the word. That's when I was healed. Yeah.
Gloria Copeland was preaching while she was giving the word. You know, faith was getting stirred up in me. Faith was getting stirred up, and I'm listening and listening, eating everything she said. I mean, just grabbing every word like it's my last breath. And I wasn't even thinking about my ear too much. I was more thinking about my son getting healed. And all of a sudden, pop. And I thought water was coming out, you know. And then that was the first time. It was two pops, really. And then the pop, I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden, another pop came. And then, so I can really tell the difference. It's like, wow, it's so clear. And my wife, I said, hey, I can hear clearly.
While you were teaching the word of God, and that is the word of God. Why, then, when they heard the word, they were healed. Amen. So I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that a great testimony? Arlo knew Jesus as the healer while he was hearing the word of God. And he received his healing just right there. God is the healer. He is a good God. And he loves you too. And he's right there where you are. And you can receive your healing in just the same way. All you have to do is just simply release your faith. How do you do that? Just say, Lord, I receive my healing. Jesus, I believe that you heal me, and by your stripes I was healed. And I take my healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your faith will make you whole. Faith acts on the Word of God. The key to your healing is to believe what God says in His Word. And it says, by His stripes you were healed. So you believe God today. I'm going to pray for you, and when I pray for you, you take hold of it. That woman with the issue of blood, she heard it. She did it, and she said, if I just touch his garment, I shall be whole. She got down to where the garment was, and what happened? She received her healing. She is a great example, one of the best examples of receiving by faith in the whole Bible. And it was just simply hearing what Jesus said, acting on the word, and putting her mouth to it. If I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. Now, when I pray for you, you say it right now. When Gloria prays for me, Jesus will heal me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening to my voice right now. I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. Do what you couldn't do before. Now you lift up your hands and you say, Jesus, you're my healer. I receive my healing right now in Jesus' name. And you begin to act on it. And things will happen in your body. And you know that you can do that any day of the week, any hour of the day. You can act on the Word of God. So you need to have your healing scriptures ready. And when sickness tries to come, you turn to the healing scriptures and you begin to say those scriptures. And then you act on that word and you take your healing like the woman with the issue of blood did. And like you did today, you can do that by yourself. So I have a gift for you. This is a book that we want to give you absolutely free called God's Prescription for Divine Health. And it's got healing scriptures in it. It's got the truth about healing. Faith will come. And you can just grab this. Grab your Bible. All of these are healing scriptures. And act on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad you watched the broadcast today. I want to hear your testimony. Oh, today, Marty, John's wife, is her birthday. I'm not going to tell you what birthday, but she is still young and beautiful. Happy birthday, Marty. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. To request your free gift of God's Prescription for Divine Health from Gloria Copeland, visit our website at kcm.org or call our special toll-free number at 888-326-0011. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One book per household, please.
The Spirit of the living God will be moving in ways that you've only dreamed about up till now, and you'll be on your way to more wonderful and greater things. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. 2009. And the glory will shine.
The glory will shine in 2009. Come with a heart expecting to see the glory of God at the 2009 West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will also be held for children ages 6 through 12. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want to ask you something. Can you prosper in God in the midst of all of this mess that's going on around us? You've got to get in here with Dr. Fred Price and me, and we're going to show you how it's done from the Word of God.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.